booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. It is Tuesday. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
I'm Juliet Huddy. Great show tonight. I mean, I was listening from about 3:30 on. So good. So good.
Well, thank you. I mean, yesterday you didn't remark at all about how good yesterday's
show
was.
Well, because I was here. It's always great, but I mean, I was a little bit late today.
Oh, I see.
So I had a chance to listen.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you.
I am very kind. It's true.
You are.
Deb is following breaking news, as you know, at the news desk. Christian and Gab, you're here at the control. Sid has sports at 5:15, and here's what we're going to be talking about at the water cooler today. Another accuser comes forward in the Cuomo sex harassment scandal. This one says she's got receipts, as the kids say. And then there's new data in on the efficacy of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. So you're going to want to stick around for that. Also, supermodel Bella Hadid is considered the most beautiful woman in the world, according to the golden ratio. That's the Greek mathematical formula. But coming up, I'm going to tell you which building is the Bella Hadid of the most beautiful buildings in the world. Yes.
That sounds like quite a show. All right. By the way, we want to remind people, if they haven't heard about it already, come tomorrow. We are kicking off the mayoral debate series, at least on the Republican side, with a debate tomorrow night from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be a simulcast, 770 WABC and AM 970 The Answer. Are going to be hosting two of the Republican candidates for mayor, Fernando Mateo and Curtis Sliwa. And it's going to be a debate moderated by Dominic Carter. But if you want to participate, you can. We're giving you an opportunity to submit questions at WABCradio.com. Something tells me Juliet has quite a few questions that she's going to be submitting in this debate.
Yeah, like when am I going to host one of these?
Yeah, that's a good question. We always get left out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right. Well, if you have questions about the traffic, Lou Adams has got the answer. How's it looking, Lou?
Good morning. We have a couple of accidents right off the bat, starting on the BQE. Northbound at the Brooklyn Bridge, crash takes out a lane, and on the Jackie Robinson Parkway, all lanes are closed. Westbound between Cypress Avenue and Jamaica Avenue because of a serious crash. Construction still going on the Verrazano on the Staten Island bound lower level, the Brooklyn bound upper deck, and they are clearing the construction at the city bound Holland Tunnel. This update sponsored by Rocket Mortgage. Ready to buy a new home but don't know where to start? Rocket can. Check out the Rocket Mortgage Home Buyer's Guide for articles, tips, and tools. When you need your mortgage to fit your family and budget, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
All right. Thank you, Lou. And from your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, here's the forecast today. This will be the nice day of the week. 61 degrees we're going to get up to with lots of sunshine. Going to be very, very nice. Maybe some light winds. Tomorrow, we're going to have 62 degrees. Even warmer. However, we're going to have cloudy skies with occasional rain in the afternoon. It could get heavy at times. And man, it's going to go all day long. We have it's 100% chance of rain. So just, wear your galoshes. On Thursday, the rain continues. It'll end early though. And then we're going to just have cloudy skies, high of 53. Friday, partly cloudy, so we will have some sun popping through, but it's only going to be 43 degrees. It warms up a bit on the weekend and looks a little bit better. But at the moment, the temperature is now 44 degrees in Manhattan.
This is the WABC Early News.
WABC Early News, time is 5:10. A ninth accuser. Actually, is this the ninth or the tenth?
I've lost track.
I think it might be the tenth. Whatever number it is, another accuser has come forward in the Cuomo sex harassment scandal. 55-year-old Sherry Ville is a married mom of three. She says the governor treated her in, quote, a highly sexual manner while touring her flood-damaged house back in 2017.
He then leaned down on top of me. And while still holding one of my hands, he forcibly grabbed my face with his other big hand and kissed my cheek.
Ville says the incident left her afraid of the governor.
Well, today is a good day to tell physicians everywhere, thank you for their hard work, because today is National Doctors Day. The special occasion honors the healthcare worker heroes for their dedication and contributions across America. And extra praise is deserved right now after a year of working super hard during the pandemic. So be sure to call your doctor or send them a message and let them know how much you appreciate their hard work.
That's very sweet. The CDC issuing a stark warning to Americans planning on traveling. Don't. COVID cases are rising again. Dr. Rochelle Walensky said travel is helping spread the virus, boosting those numbers. The CDC head encouraging Americans to limit travel to essential travel for the time being. Meantime, President Biden issued his own plea.
The CDC expressed earlier today, this is not a time to lessen our efforts. That's what she said. We could still see a setback in the vaccination program. And most importantly, if we let our guard down now, we could see a virus getting worse, not better.
Well, the NYPD is investigating another attack on a subway. You heard Deb Valentine allude to this earlier. But the incident was caught on a camera showing a man repeatedly punching another man in the head before choking him until he lost consciousness. This attack happened on a Manhattan-bound J train at Kosciuszko Street, and no one intervened. According to the advocate group Asian Dawn, the victim in this case was, again, of Asian descent.
All right, listen up, people. We've got some new data coming in on the vaccines. The CDC looked at frontline health workers and how they've been reacting to their shots. Research shows both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, now listen, are 90% effective after that second shot and 80% after just the first. Meantime, the Pfizer biotech partnership is ending. The U.S.-based Pfizer linked up with the firm, biotech, which was really considered the brains behind the COVID vaccine. Pfizer, meantime, was doing kind of, I guess you could say, the grunt work, manufacturing, distributing, and commercializing the vaccine. The partnership was obviously quite successful. They were the first in the world to get approval back in December when Britain gave them the green light. The two have been sharing the whopping profits to the tune of, at least at this point, $13 billion. But according to Pfizer reps, they've learned everything they need to know, and they're ready to go it alone. They can do their own vaccine creations. Biotech issued a statement essentially saying, hey, guys, thanks for the memories and best of luck.
More than 180 baby tortoises were found wrapped in plastic and packed in a suitcase by an official at an airport in the Galapagos Islands
over
the weekend. The luggage, which was bound for the port city of Guayaquil, Ecuador, was found during an inspection following an X-ray of the suitcase. Officials at the airport said that 10 of the tortoises had died.
Oh.
They were estimated to have been at least 3 months old. The motives for the attempted smuggling are not immediately clear.
Every time I hear a story about animals being hurt, I just want to start crying. It kills me. I hate that.
I will avoid them in the future.
Oh, no, no, no. Please do. Great news on the medical front. A new drug developed by Humanigen, Inc. is being tested out on COVID patients, and the results are actually looking really, really promising. The drug is called lenzilumab. It's being given to severely sick patients with COVID. It has apparently anti-inflammatory properties that scientists say can control the immune system. So basically, the immune system doesn't overreact to the virus. Added to other treatments, hospitalized patients were 54% more likely to survive without a ventilator. And experts say these experimental treatments are coming hard and fast, and they are hopeful that this kind of phenomenon could kill COVID before it kills more of us.
All right. Well, we have business coming up, traffic, and a whole lot more. But first, here's sports with the one and only Sidney Ferris Rosenberg.
Hollywood.
All righty. Good morning, Frank and Juliet. We have two of our teams in the Final Four. Yes, they punched their tickets to the big games on Saturday night. Starting with Baylor, they get past Arkansas 81-72. Guys, first time since 1950, Baylor makes the Final Four. They had opportunities in the 2000s. They came up short. Baylor on the way to Final Four. They're going to take on Houston. Houston beat Oregon State last night 67-61. So Baylor-Houston, one of your games on Saturday. The other game will be decided tonight when Gonzaga, a 9-point favorite, takes on USC, and Michigan, a 6.5-point favorite, takes on UCLA. NBA last night, the Nets continue their great play. They beat Minnesota 112-107. They improved to 32-15. Pulled a half a game behind Philadelphia for the 2 spot inside the Eastern Conference. Another monster night for James Harden. Another triple-double. 38 points, 11 rebounds, and 13 assists. Here was the red hot James Harden after the win.
Looking record-wise at the team we're playing and then, you know, not staying focused like we were playing and better record-wise team, you know, not fundamentally boxing out. Just small things, not communicating or consistently communicating. But just small things that we can correct and we will correct.
Knickerbockers, on the other hand, did not win last night. They fall to 24-23, suffering a 10-point loss at the hands of the Miami Heat. 98-88, the final score. Here's Knick head coach Tom Thibodeau after the loss.
We knew it would be this type of game based on, you know, the two previous games we had against them. And so we're up 7, and we thought the first 5 minutes of the third were going to be critical, and they were.
Islanders suffered a 2-1 loss at the hands of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Later on tonight, the Bruins will host the Devils. The Rangers will host the Capitals. And according to today's New York Post, Mets shortstop Francisco Lindor wants a new contract. The Mets are offering Francisco 10 years, $325 million, but the Mets shortstop wants 12 years, $385 million. Let the negotiations begin. Francisco Lindor and the New York Mets. With sports at 15 and 45 for the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
Thank you, Sydney. Hollywood. Hollywood! Oh, you're leaving soon. Trip is happening, yeah. Wow, tomorrow's his last day here.
If
then.
Only we knew the name of that show he was going to be
like
on so we could watch
Green,
it.
Greenland?
Some Brooklyn neighborhood.
Gorgeous land? Gravesend?
All right. 517 Traffic and Transit with Lou Adams. Hello, Lou.
One accident cleared on the BQE northbound around the Brooklyn Bridge, but now we have a new crash. This is southbound at Atlantic Avenue. That is blocking one lane plus the exit ramp, and we still have the Jackie Robinson Parkway shut down on the westbound side. It is closed between Cypress Avenue and Jamaica Avenue because of a serious crash. Still doing some road work on the Verrazano Bridge on the Staten Island-bound lower level and the Brooklyn-bound upper deck. Construction has been cleared at both the Lincoln and the Holland tunnels, and no major backups so far at the George Washington Bridge. Alternate side parking rules are back in effect today citywide. And with traffic on the sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Lou. You know, I have been dying to hear a business report about infrastructure. And today, Frank is giving me my wish. Infrastructure is on the agenda in business. Also, you can own your own slice of paradise. This is serious. For less than the cost of a studio apartment in New York City, I'm going to tell you how, coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 540.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Well, the opening bell rings this morning after stocks closed mixed yesterday on Wall Street. The S&P 500 lost 3 points. The NASDAQ fell 79 points, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 98 points to, once again, a new record close of 33,171. Now, your wish is my command. President Biden will formally propose an ambitious plan to renovate the nation's infrastructure tomorrow.
Woo!
The nation is reported, excuse me, the package is reported to be around $3 trillion, trillion with a T. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the goals are ambitious and the need is urgent. She said it will also create good jobs that will help boost the economy. Some Republicans are already balking at the price tag. Psaki challenged the GOP to offer better ideas on improving highways, bridges, rails, and airports, along with electricity and water grids. Biden will unveil his plan in Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much.
Oh, God, thank
I feel
you.
So much better. All right, WABC early news time is 5:20. Coming up in my Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. For me, I would say the most gorgeous building in the world has to be St. Mark's Basilica in Venice. But according to mathematicians, this spot is the true beauty. I'm going to tell you what that is. But first, let's head over to the news desk for Deb's News Minute. Hey, Deb.
All right, Julia, good morning. Well, the New York State Legislature expected to vote as early as today to legalize marijuana. That follows an agreement which was announced over the weekend. New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio asked about it yesterday, weighing in during his morning briefing.
Huge step in the right direction. I commend the legislature. I think this is a huge step in the right direction. And I think some of the outstanding issues we definitely have time to work on, and that's good news.
Now, one of the bill's co-sponsors is State Senator Liz Krueger. She says passage of this will mean less legal action targeting
in four communities, four black and brown, more urban communities.
Now, the bill would legalize pot for those 21 and up, but limit possession to 3 ounces and generate $350 million a year in revenue for New York. I'll announce yesterday no spectators will be allowed at the Westminster Kennel Club dog show due to COVID-19. The event moved to June 12th and 13th this summer. It'll be held outdoors at our riverfront estate in Tarrytown, about 40 miles north of the city. And also the Tribeca Film Festival, making its return. Outdoor film festivals planned in the five boroughs. That happens June 9th to the 20th. Juliet has your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center forecast.
Thank you, ma'am. And the forecast looks pretty nice for today. We're going to get up to about 61 degrees with lots of sunshine and some light winds. Tomorrow, we're going to be having a little bit of a turnaround. It's going to be rainy, cloudy in the morning with occasional rain in the afternoon, and it will be pretty significant rain. The chance of rain, 100%, and we'll get maybe a quarter of an inch. By Thursday, well, I'd like to say that the rain's going to go away. It will early, but we'll have some, I guess, in the morning hours. And then basically it's just going to be cloudy all day. The temperature's dipping down to 53. By Friday, the sun comes out, but the temperatures dip down even more to 43 degrees. What in the world is happening? Apparently, we're going to start seeing some more spring-like weather on the weekend. But for now, the temperature in Manhattan is 44 degrees, Frank.
Yes, it is. Well, Volkswagen accidentally unveiled the new name for its U.S. operations, which is expected to be changed to, ready for it?
Okay, yes.
Volkswagen of America.
Oh.
The new name puts emphasis on the German automaker's efforts to produce more electric vehicles. So they're going from Volkswagen to Volkswagen. A now unpublished press release.
Volkswagen?
V-O-L-T.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's clever.
So a now unpublished press release called the change a public declaration of the company's future forward investment in e-mobility. The release said that Volkswagen will be on all electric models going forward, with gas vehicles having the company's well-known V emblem only. The company declined to comment on the release, which was dated for April 29th, but has since been taken down.
Oh, all right. Well, in other business news, if you're looking for a great deal on office space, now's the time to snap some up, at least in Lower Manhattan and Midtown. Vacancies in the formerly buzzing business havens are the highest in history. More than 16% are free. Spotify, for instance, has 16 floors downtown in World Trade. 16 floors? But they just told their staff that they can work from home permanently. And experts say other biggies, especially tech, are likely to follow suit. And speaking of, you know, that tech central area of the San Francisco Bay Area is also getting hit really hard. About a fifth of their offices are free. Mayor Bill de Blasio back here in New York ordered city workers back to the office come May, but future tax hikes and outbreak fears are leaving a lot of corporate leaders looking for greener pastures, literally.
Well, an item once forgotten in a Virginia man's glove box turned out to be worth $100,000. Felton Lumpkin told State...
Wait, huh?
Felton Lumpkin.
That is just an unfortunate name, I have to be honest.
Well, Felton Lumpkin would disagree, and he told state lottery officials he was going through his glove box when he found a lottery ticket he bought almost 2 months before. He was shocked to discover the ticket was actually a winner. Lumpkin said the reality of winning hasn't set in yet, so he doesn't have any immediate plans for the money.
All right, I am not a fan of helicopters, particularly because my mom crashed one when she was taking her first solo flight.
She was the pilot?
Yeah. She was fine. The only thing that was bruised was her ego. But I don't like them because people always seem to die on them at the, when they're having the time of their lives.
Not always.
Well, when they're having the time of their lives. Whenever you hear about crashes, it's always like these amazing adventures that people are going on. And this situation is no exception. The latest tragedy happened Saturday on Nick Glacier in Alaska. Five passengers, including three guests of a luxury ski lodge, were killed on their way to a heli-skiing adventure. The group included Peter Kellner, who is a billionaire. He's actually the richest guy, was the richest man in the Czech Republic. Not clear why the chopper crashed.
Maybe you're onto something with these helicopters.
Telling you.
All right. Well, it is going to be an interesting thing to watch Albany today, because today...
What? You were trying to find a story to do, weren't you?
No, well, I turned to my business report by accident instead of my...
You want me to hook you up?
No.
And I'm ready to go.
I'm good.
Okay.
Because... because today is the day that New York is expected to officially adopt marijuana legalized for recreational use. The legislative leaders have struck a deal that will be voted on today, both houses, and will in all likelihood be signed in advance of the April 1st budget deadline. This deal will be part of the budget, and they're arranging for marijuana revenues to be split between education and towards communities that have been hurt by enforcement of previous drug laws.
All right, let's head to traffic on the sevens now with Lou Adams. Hey, Lou.
One accident cleared on the BQE northbound around the Brooklyn Bridge, but now we have a new crash. This is southbound at Atlantic Avenue. That is blocking one lane plus the exit ramp, and we still have the Jackie Robinson Parkway shut down on the westbound side. It is closed between Cypress Avenue and Jamaica Avenue because of a serious crash. Still doing some road work on the Verrazano Bridge on the Staten Island-bound lower level and the Brooklyn-bound upper deck. Construction has been cleared at both the Lincoln and the Holland tunnels, and no major backups so far at the George Washington Bridge. Alternate side parking rules are back in effect today citywide. And with traffic on the sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Lou. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, if you love glamping, have I got the deal for you. Make that three deals. But first, Deb has your headlines. Hey, Deb.
Morning, Juliet. All right. Yet another woman, Juliet, has accused New York's governor of inappropriate sexual behavior. And correspondent Bob Brown has that story.
55-year-old Sherry Ville says Governor Cuomo reached out and kissed her on the cheek in 2017 inside her Greece home while he was touring neighborhoods hit by flooding.
I never felt as uncomfortable as I did the day that Governor Cuomo came to my home. His actions were very overly sexual, highly inappropriate, and disrespectful to me and my family.
Cuomo's attorney, Rita Glavin, says during times of crisis, the governor has frequently sought to comfort New Yorkers with hugs and kisses. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
All right, outdoor gathering limits in the state of New Jersey will be increased. Now, that is planned to happen as of this Friday in the Garden State. New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy Monday during his briefing announcing the following.
First, I'm signing an executive order increasing the general outdoor gathering limit to 200 people effective at 6 a.m. this coming Friday.
Now, today, Governor Murphy will be at the New Jersey Institute of Technology. That's in Newark, New Jersey, where a federal vaccination site is opening officially as of this Wednesday. There's a soft opening plan there as of today.
This site will be focused on vaccination of residents of vulnerable and medically underserved communities with up to 42,000 doses per week. Moreover, these doses are not counted as part of our state's weekly allocation. They are additive to our ongoing efforts.
And Murphy also announced a 20% increase as of this week in the amount of vaccinations that the state of New Jersey is receiving from the federal government. So that should make things a little bit easier for people attempting to get their COVID-19 vaccination, those already on lists. Meanwhile, Connecticut is increasing COVID-19 eligibility to everybody as of this Thursday. Here in New York State, eligibility, as announced by New York's Governor Cuomo yesterday, is 30 and up. Now, that happens as of 8 a.m. this morning. Another violent attack against an Asian American woman, this time on the west side of Manhattan, 43rd Street. This 65-year-old woman heading to church when she was kicked, knocked to the ground, and then kicked in her head. A rally last night in Queens, Representative Grace May.
Asian Americans for too long in this country have been shamefully scapegoated because of ignorant fear. That is the history of this country. That is the legal history of this country.
And that woman reported in stable condition. Fox is next.
Fox News. I'm Jill Nato. Day two of the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is just a few hours away. We're expected to hear more testimony from witness Donald Williams, who told the jury yesterday George Floyd tried to shimmy away as Chauvin held him down with his knee.
More that the knee was broccoli on his neck and shimmies were going on, the more you're seeing Floyd fade away.
But defense attorney Eric Nelson said,
the use of force is not attractive. but it is a necessary component of policing.
The defense says drugs found in Floyd's system may have been a factor in his death. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky pleading with Americans not to let their guard down in the fight against COVID. She's concerned there may be a fourth surge of the virus. America's listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Welcome back, everybody. WABC Early News time is 5:32. Frankie's right next to me. Frank, I find you to be just the greatest host. And the funny thing is that people don't understand. Overnight radio is very, very, not only, it's not only a very prestigious place to be when you are in the number one market, but it's also a place that can be very lucrative because overnight radio people tend to become syndicated. FYI,
well,
man out on Long Island.
I was showing Juliet some of the comments in the Morano Radio Fans and Haters Facebook group. Now she's trying to make me feel
this
better.
This one man is just how dare... It's just the things people say are crazy.
I am thrilled that they're all listening.
Okay, sorry. I just got upset about that. Oh, I got upset about the doorman standing there not doing anything when that Asian woman is being...
Well, I mean, in fairness,
hell beat out of her.
I feel like the two transgressions aren't necessarily on the same.
I don't know. I find myself getting worked up over these things. Right. By the way, the golden ratio, you know what that is. It tells us when things are symmetrical and they tell the most beautiful objects in the world based on mathematical formulas. Today, the world's most beautiful buildings. Where did the U.S. come in? You're not going to be too happy about that.
Oh,
apparently, we don't have some of the world's most beautiful buildings. And that's going to be in your Jet Set Juliet travel update. But we got to get some headlines.
All right. Well, a Wisconsin barbershop is offering an unusual two-for-one deal involving vaccines and haircuts. G's Clippers in Milwaukee is giving its customers the opportunity to get the coronavirus vaccine inside their shop. Mm. They held their first vaccine clinic on Saturday, but they're already planning to host more. So the shop's owner told WDJT-TV he hopes the clinic will help the community become more confident in the vaccine. He explained many clients have a better relationship with their barber than they do their physician.
Or like they should start doing it in bars.
Oh, well,
right?
They'd have to reopen them.
But I mean, how do they organize that? I don't know. Lots of questions there. If your kids are fans of Lil Nas X, you may want to sit down for this one. The rapper, as you might have heard if you were listening to the great show The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano, who is a fantastic host, the rapper has collaborated with a streetwear company. What they've done is they've taken Nike Air Max 97s and modified them with a reference to a Bible verse that talks of Satan and a drop of human blood in the sole of each sneaker taken from members of the streetwear company. Nike has nothing to do with this, and apparently they're getting involved legally. These sneakers are going to be going on sale for a little over $1,000. Why so pricey, you ask? Well, I'll answer that question. There are only 666 pairs, 666, of the sneakers. After getting slammed by conservatives and others, the singer posted an apology video on YouTube titled Lil Nas X Apologizes for Satan Shoe, but instead of an apology, it was his music video showing the shoes and a devil giving a lap dance. Isn't that sweet?
Well, a Florida man is a Guinness World Record holder after repeatedly seeing Avengers Endgame. Romero Alanis now holds the record for most cinema productions attended of the same film after seeing the superhero movie 191 times in theaters within 90 days. He told Guinness he's passionate about superhero movies because they teach the audience about helping people in need. He said the most difficult part of watching the movie almost 200 times was the time commitment.
I watched Grease 7 times in a row on a cruise ship.
But not 191.
No, but that was over 90 days. I mean, this was over one day. Literally. I sat all day long and watched.
Why did you do that?
Because I was a little kid.
Oh, I see.
I loved it. The tallest residential building south of New York City is going up in?
In Tennessee?
No. Miami, my homeland.
Uh-oh.
You can see the renderings of the new tower on my Twitter, at Juliet Huddy TV. I'll put it up there right now. It'll be 100 stories high above Biscayne Bay. The Waldorf Astoria Residences, Miami, not shockingly, come with a tall price tag, too. The flashy flats start at $1 million. There's also a 50-star hotel on the property as well.
Well, New Yorkers are now eligible to receive the coronavirus vaccine even if they are younger than the age of 50. Starting today, people 30 and older can roll up their sleeves. Meantime, people 16 and older will become eligible to receive the vaccine next week on April 6th.
Fantastic. And let's head to traffic on the sevens with Lou Adams. Hey, Lou.
We have an accident now on the Cross Bronx, eastbound at Jerome Avenue. That is blocking one lane. No major backups at the inbound George Washington Bridge, though. We're looking good so far at the Lincoln Tunnel and no major delays at the Holland Tunnel. In Brooklyn, on the BQE, southbound at Atlantic Avenue, an accident still on the shoulder. Northbound starting to build up into Hamilton Avenue. So far, no major backups on the Long Island Expressway through Queens, and alternate side parking rules are back in effect today. On the Verrazano, Staten Island bound lower level, Brooklyn-bound upper level still have construction. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
All right, that ship in the Suez is moving again, but oh my, did it cause a ruckus down there in the canal. Frank has your business report and your own private island near the world's biggest barrier reef for pennies coming up in Jet Set Juliet.
Tomorrow from 4 to 5 p.m., 77 WABC presents the NYC GOP mayoral primary debate, moderated by Dominic Carter. Join GOP candidates as they're asked the tough questions facing New Yorkers, crime, COVID, the economy, and more. Submit questions now and watch the event live tomorrow at WABCradio.com/mayoral race. It's the first in a series of debates. 77 WABC presents the NYC GOP mayoral primary debate on New York's legendary talk leader, 77 WABC. This is the WABC Early News.
This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano. The full moon is getting credit for helping free the giant container ship that blocked the Suez Canal for nearly a week. Salvage crews took advantage of high tide to pull the ship from the sides of the canal on Monday. About 15% of the world's shipping traffic passes through the Suez Canal, and hundreds of ships have been waiting to get through. And Apple wants its employees to get COVID-19 vaccinations, and it will pay them to roll up their sleeves. Bloomberg reporting that the tech heavyweight is offering workers paid time off for appointments. Apple also is offering paid sick leave for workers who experience side effects from the vaccine.
It's time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel report.
Wonderful.
If COVID temporarily killed your desire to travel the world's hotspots, I get it. When it comes down to it, tourists are clamoring these days for itineraries that tick these boxes. Number one, not too touristy. Number two, lots of outdoor dining and entertainment options. Number three, lots of space to roam without bumping into people. But, number four, not too far off the beaten path. That's why I told you river cruises are becoming a hot item on the traveler's agenda, more so than ever before. But they can be kind of expensive, and once they're over, they're over. So what if I told you you could have all of those things I just talked about in perpetuity? The only catch, you may be roughing it for a while. How is this possible? Buy a private island. For less than the cost of a studio apartment in New York City, you can have your own private island. I picked out three, but follow me on Twitter at Juliet Huddy TV, and I'll show you a bunch more. Our first island is just off Prince Edward Island, the birthplace of Canada. Gillis Island is an 11-acre paradise of forest and sandy beachfront. It's been untouched since the first immigrants from France settled nearby in the 18th century. There's no place to stay, so you're going to have to build or perhaps do a little glamping, but you've got kayaking and canoeing, championship golf courses, and adorable Victorian-era villages right nearby, and it can be yours for just $110,000.
Wow.
Yep. If you're looking for something a bit more developed, sell the split level out there on Long Island and buy your own slice of Michigan Island heaven. Howard Island is just 12 miles from the Canadian border. It comes with a two-bedroom cottage and even a guest cottage plus a boathouse. You can get it for the dreamy price of just $395,000. And finally, if you're into scuba diving and fishing, this is the private island of your dreams. This one is further south. It's down in Belize. It's not developed yet, but for $150,000, that's it. You're going to get everything but the digs. Southern Long Cay is a 6-acre island sitting just off the coast of Belize. Yeah, sounds nice. But there's more. It's got creamy white sand beaches, crystal clear Caribbean water, and it's facing the largest barrier reef in the Western Hemisphere, which means some of the world's most incredible wildlife and sea life. And it is a quick boat ride to nearby resorts and the famous scuba spot known as the Great Blue Hole, the largest sinkhole in the ocean. Oh, my God. But if your definition of beautiful is more classic, the list of the world's most beautiful buildings is out. Researchers use the golden ratio, a formula that basically sums up the mathematical definition of attractiveness and beauty. And according to scientists, St. Paul's Cathedral in London is the Grace Kelly, the Cindy Crawford, the Halle Berry of buildings. The Marina Bay Sands Resort in Singapore comes in second. Now, this is, it's not just some regular-looking resort. It's wild-looking. And I'm going to post these pictures on my Twitter, at Juliet Huddy TV. Number three, Westminster Abbey, followed by Osaka Castle in Japan, St. Basil's Cathedral in Moscow, Casa Mila in Barcelona, the Cathedral in Florence, the Taj Mahal, Dancing House in Prague, and the fairy tale like Neuschwanstein Castle in Bavaria, Germany. The U.S. did make the list. A little further down, St. Louis Cathedral in New Orleans came in at 13. The White House came in at 17. The Guggenheim, I don't get this one, at 25. Also in the top 50, Sleeping Beauty's Castle at Disney World, the Chrysler Building, and the Empire State Building. And again, you can follow me on Twitter at Juliet Huddy TV for the complete list. And very quickly, Sid, yesterday I told you guys how the cruise industry and Florida politicians are joining together to push the CDC to try to alter their rules about sailing to U.S. ports. I suggested you contact your local congresspeople, and then just hours later, the cruise lobby put out a plea to the public to do just that. The lobby wants cruise lovers and the general public to contact their representatives in Congress and urge the Biden administration to step in and lift the conditional sale order, the CSO as it's called. They say that the CDC's demands are kind of at this point obsolete because now we've got the vaccine. And the cruise industry is pretty much requiring people to get vaccinated. So I tend to agree with them on this one, so I'm going to say
That's the Juliet effect. You call for action, and the cruise industry follows.
I got to tell you, they're listening to Jet Set Juliet. Let me tell you. Somebody in New York is listening.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
I mean,
absolutely.
I like to give myself that credit. Okay, and that's your Jet Set Juliet travel update.
All right. Well,
hold on. No St. Patrick's Cathedral on that list, huh?
That's beautiful. No. I've been to a lot of those. Interestingly, no. I don't get the Guggenheim versus St. Patrick's Cathedral. I mean, geez, there's no question.
I don't get that.
Sleeping Beauty's castle. I mean,
I've been to that church in New Orleans. It's beautiful.
Oh, it is.
It's not. I don't think it's pretty than the St. Patrick's, Patrick's Cathedral.
The Basilica, I don't think, was on there. St. Mark's Basilica. Yeah, I don't know. It's very strange.
Very strange.
Very weird.
Not as strange as what's happening in the world of sports. Am I right, Sid?
You are right. We've got half of our ticket punched, Frank, to the Final Four. Baylor going back for the first time since 1950. They beat Arkansas last night, 81-72, and they'll take on Houston. Houston got past Oregon State, 67-61. That's your first matchup on Saturday night. Baylor taking on Houston. We'll find out the other half of the Final Four later on tonight. Gonzaga will take on USC. Gonzaga right now a 9-point favorite. That's at 7:15 tonight. And the nightcap, at 10 o'clock. Michigan a 6.5-point favorite over UCLA. So the Final Four will be determined at this time tomorrow. NBA last night, the Nets remain red hot. They win again.
Yeah.
Beat Minnesota 112-107. They improved to 32-15. They pull a half game behind Philadelphia for the 2 spot inside the Eastern Conference. And another huge night for James Harden. Another triple-double, 38 points, 11 rebounds, 13 assists. Here was the Nets all-star after the win.
Looking record-wise at the team we're playing and then, you know, not staying focused like we were playing and better record-wise team, you know, not fundamentally boxing out, just small things, not communicating or consistently communicating. It's just small things that we can correct and we will correct.
News for the Knickerbockers, not as good. They lost to the Miami Heat last night by 10, 98-88. They fell to 24-23. Here was Knick head coach Tom Thibodeau after the loss.
We knew it would be this type of game based on, you know, the 2 previous games we had against them. And so we're up 7, and we thought the first 5 minutes of the third were going to be critical, and they were.
No local NBA tonight. On the ice last night, the Islanders suffered a 2-1 loss to the Penguins. Later on tonight, the Devils are in Boston
for the Bruins, and the Rangers at Madison Square Garden will host the Washington Capitals. And according to today's New York Post, as the Mets get ready to start their season Thursday night in Washington against the Nationals, it's on ESPN, 7 p.m. opening day for both the Mets and the Yankees coming up on Thursday. Their superstar shortstop Francisco Lindor looking to sign a contract extension. The Mets have offered Lindor 10 years, $325 million. He wants 12 years, $385 million. So right now, 2 years and $60 million stand between Francisco Lindor and the Mets for a contract extension. With sports at 15 and 45 for the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
547, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Lou Adams.
Still working on the stalled vehicle on the Cross Bronx, eastbound at Jerome Avenue. That's blocking the right lane. They're moving it off to the shoulder. It's not causing a delay at the George Washington Bridge. Starting to build up at the upper level tolls just a little bit, though. No major backups at the Lincoln Tunnel. Looks good at the Holland Tunnel so far. Westbound LIE, you have delays approaching Woodhaven Boulevard and a bit slow on the BQE northbound by Hamilton Avenue. Traffic sponsored by Indeed.com. You don't need a storm to catch lightning in a bottle. Find great people fast with hiring tools like Instant Match, which searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver people whose resumes fit your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
From your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, here is the weather for today. It looks like we're going to hit 60 degrees with lots of sun. Tomorrow, unfortunately, we're going to have lots of rain and 62 degrees, so it gets a tiny bit warmer, but still, rain continues and it's probably going to be fairly heavy, 100% chance. Thursday, the temperatures drop down to 50 degrees. We'll have rain in the morning and then cloudy skies for the afternoon. And by Friday, we should have nice sun coming out at some point with some clouds in the afternoon here and there. But the temperatures drop even more, down to 50. The weekend looks a little bit better. Temperatures getting up into the 50s and mid-60s by Sunday. And the temperature at the moment, 43 degrees. We'll be right back.
550.
Sorry, we're just complaining about.
Yes, we have a litany of complaints. By the way, speaking of complaining, if you'd like to hear your questions answered in the first Republican debate for mayor tomorrow, you can go to WABCradio.com and do just that. If you haven't heard about this, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Curtis Sliwa is going to be debating Fernando Mateo in a debate moderated by longtime New York political journalist Dominic Carter. Should be one for the ages. So WABCradio.com if you want to submit a question.
All right, let's get to some headlines, shall we? The Fox and Friends team. Oh, well, I had a soundbite here, but let me hold off on that because X-Gen is not in the room. All right, here's a little bit of update on the former president. Hey, why settle for just one? The Daily Beast reporting not one, but two grand juries are underway in Fulton County, Georgia. Both are investigating allegations that former President Trump tried to interfere with the election. The Beast also reporting the DA there has a, quote, trove of evidence and subpoenas are imminent. Meantime, the former prez launching his official website. The account touts his, quote, magnificent legacy, shows shots of him with world VIPs, and even has a section where you can book the former first couple for events. This comes as multiple outlets reporting that he is going to be launching his own social media platform. We don't know exactly what's up with that at the moment, but it sounds like that is imminent.
And according to a new report, Cuomo administration officials threatened nursing home leaders during an intense phone call concerning coronavirus vaccines. The New York Post saying the call featured Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker and Special Counsel Beth Garvey, who threatened to revoke licenses and enact fines. At issue was a dedicated supply of vaccines that were supposed to be used by nursing homes, but which weren't being picked up from designated drop-off points. The Post report quotes various sources from nursing homes who say that, in fact, they'd already gotten vaccines through other means. There were reporting issues or allotted supplies simply weren't needed.
Fans of the TV show The Crown are in luck. But first, a little gossip. Josh O'Connor is the guy who played Prince Charles. He's wrapped up his tenure on the show. He did a sit down with GQ and he said that he really has no interest whatsoever in the real royals and in fact didn't bother watching the Harry, Meghan, Oprah interview. He did, however, confirm who will be replacing him in the upcoming seasons 5 and 6. It could not be more appropriate, I have to say. The Affair star Dominic West, who was busted recently having a real life affair with actress Lily James, has been cast as the cheating Charles. Interestingly, West is actually friends with Prince Harry. I don't know if you guys knew this, but the two faced off against each other back in 2013 as part of a race across Antarctica to the South Pole. Harry led the British team and West was the leader of the team from the Commonwealth countries, Canada and Australia. The 208-mile walking with the wounded challenge raised money for veterans.
A man who saw George Floyd being arrested last year will be back on the stand today. He's one of several witnesses testifying against the former Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin during the first day of trial. Prosecutors played the video of Floyd being held down for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, pointing out he said 27 times that he couldn't breathe. The defense claims Chauvin isn't to blame for Floyd's death, saying that it was a drug overdose.
The Fox and Friends team had a big announcement Monday morning. Here is host Ainsley Earhart with the news.
Laura Trump, former senior advisor for the Trump campaign, and we have a big announcement. She is a new Fox News contributor. Welcome to the family, Laura.
Yay, thank you.
Yay.
The wife of Eric Trump is now a paid member of the Fox staff. So how is this going to work should she decide to run for Senate in North Carolina, as has been the rumor? Trump says she's already had a chat with network bosses about the potential ethical issues. And just a little insight, I mean, this is not a new thing. Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and others have you know, basically been contributors on Fox News and have had to cut and run, so to speak, literally. So I would imagine that if Laura Trump does run, that she is going to follow in that same vein. But in the meantime, what better way, honestly, to get into the faces of GOP voters than to be a daily fixture on the GOP's favorite network?
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see how that works out. General Motors says it aspires to be the most inclusive company in the world. It denied allegations of racism printed in a full-page ad on Sunday. The ad accused the CEO of refusing to meet with several black-owned media companies and low ad spending on minority-owned publications. But GM says both accusations are wrong, and Mary Barra has met with the executive behind the ad and will continue to do so.
You know, in this age of cell phones and people taking videos and all of that, it is just amazing what you can see and how so many people are being caught because they're being filmed or shot on cell phone video. There's an absolutely horrific video out of Miami. It shows a 12-year-old boy collapsing on the street as passersby call the cops. It turns out this child had been, for some reason, walking around at about 2 a.m. in a really rough section of Miami when a man forced him into a car, sexually assaulted him, and then shot him and then pushed him out of the car, dumping him on the street. The boy is now in the hospital in critical condition. Cops are looking for a tall man with long curly hair driving a four-door sedan. I'm going to post the video. It's just so unnerving to watch this.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
A reality star from the show Keeping Up with the Kardashians is now getting protection from an alleged stalker. A judge granted Kendall Jenner a temporary restraining order yesterday after a Los Angeles police officer said the man planned to kill her. Court documents show the man wanted to buy a gun to shoot the supermodel and then himself. Jenner says she doesn't know him but has suffered emotional distress because of it.
You know, I had a stalker when I was in my very early 20s out in California. And it was horrifying, which is why I carry weapons with me.
I'm keeping my distance.
Yep. You're safe. Turns out Baywatch babes are not only hot, they're loaded. This is such a crazy story. Forbes releasing data showing beach lifeguards in L.A. earned, you may want to sit down for this, $200,000 or more in 2019. Now, there were like 82 of them. Yeah. The highest paid guard, a guy named Fernando Boitier, raked in nearly $400,000. The second highest earner made about $370,000.
Is that mostly from overtime or is that?
There's overtime. Salary? There's bonuses. And I'm guessing that because these people have sort of made their names and they've, you know, got great physiques and they're sort of, they probably go around and do speaking engagements, I would imagine. Wow.
5:57, time for traffic and transit on the 7s with the very well paid traffic reporter Lou Adams.
We're still working on that stalled vehicle on the Cross Bronx eastbound at Jerome Avenue. That's blocking the right lane. You're backed up onto the George Washington Bridge. So far, no major backups at the Lincoln Tunnel or the Holland. Southbound on the BQE at Broadway, an accident blocking the left lane. A crash on the BQE southbound at Atlantic Avenue is still on the shoulder, and northbound is slow approaching Hamilton Avenue. Traffic sponsored by Wendy's Breakfast. We've all been wronged by bad breakfast. That's why Wendy's is bringing you oven-cooked bacon and fresh crackers. Eggs on breakfast sandwiches like the Breakfast Baconator. They've got tasty honey butter and fried chicken on the honey butter chicken biscuit, too. Get a better breakfast today only at participating Wendy's. And with traffic on the sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
558. We'll continue with another half hour of news, traffic, weather, sports, and Sid Rosenberg will be here
and
to give us a preview.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Of what's coming up in the Bernie and Sid Show.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, we have breaking news. According to Christian, there is a suspect who's been arrested in that Miami situation.
Oh.
Thank goodness. I hope
Wonderful.
They get this. You know what?
Absolutely. Meantime, several coronavirus vaccination sites are coming online across New York City, four of which are in Brooklyn. Clinics at the Flatbush YMCA, City Point, Church of God, and St. Paul Community Baptist Church are set to open this week. Vaccination sites are also set to open this week at Abyssinian Baptist Church in Manhattan, New Jerusalem Center in Queens, and the West Bronx Gym. The mayor calls these facilities grassroots sites, saying they'll make all the difference in ensuring there's equity in the vaccine process.
Real quick, if you found yourself going down the anti-vaxxer rabbit hole, it appears you can thank the Kennedys. The Center for Countering Digital Hate study came out, shows three quarters of the anti-vaxxer content on social media comes from 12 people, including Robert F. Kennedy, the son of slain U.S. Attorney General Bobby Kennedy. This group is now asking social platforms to ban him and his no-jab pals.
And well, a whole lot more in the next half
beauty.
Hour.
Age before beauty. Go ahead. Thank you. Oh, that would be me. Sorry. Yeah, we'll be right back with the headlines coming up next.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
5 minutes after 6 o'clock, this is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
And I'm Juliet Huddy. Thank you very much for joining us. Another accuser coming out in the Cuomo sexual harassment situation. Now we're up to, what, 10 at this point?
According to Fox News, this latest accuser is the 9th.
Okay, the 9th. I saw a 10th recently. And we've got lots more to get to. But in the meantime, let's talk about the traffic situation.
Let's. And no better person to do it with than Lou Adams. Let's talk about traffic, baby.
Still working on that stalled vehicle on the Cross Bronx eastbound at Jerome Avenue. That's blocking the right lane. That has you backed up across the George Washington Bridge now to the Jersey side. Not too bad at the city-bound Lincoln or Holland tunnels. There is a stalled truck, though. Bronx-Manhattan bound on the Triborough Bridge blocking the right lane. Brooklyn bound upper deck of the Verrazano. Accident taking out the HOV lane. And still a crash on the BQE southbound around Roosevelt Avenue that has at least one lane closed. Still clearing the crash southbound at Atlantic Avenue, that's on the shoulder. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Lou. All right, today we're going to get up to about 60 degrees with lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, not so good. 62 degrees, but we're going to have clouds in the morning, occasional rain in the afternoon, and it could be pretty heavy. And this is 100% chance of rain, so make sure that you prepare for that. Thursday, the temperatures are going to dip down to the low 50s. We'll have some rain in the morning and then a cloudy day. Friday, nicer day. The sun will come out, but the temp even further down to 42 degrees. Although they're going to head back up over the weekend, 57 degrees on Saturday and then lots of sun. Sunday, 64 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds. And it is currently 43 degrees in Manhattan. Coming up, an alarming plea from one of the nation's top docs.
Rudy Giuliani here, preparing you for higher taxes, less benefits, and less money overall. Have you considered protecting your portfolio if Biden eliminates tax deductions for contributions to IRAs, 401ks, and 403bs? Call Monetary Gold right now for your free gold guide. Protect your future. Call now, 888-204-2141. That's 888-204-2141. Or monetarygold.com.
Coming up this morning at 9:35. Think you can beat Bernie?
Bernie reads a lot of books.
Listen for the Fearless Boilers Beat Bernie contest.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters. Go to fearlessboilers.com or pavilion tankless.com for a dealer near you. Fearless Boilers, America's best built boilers. On 77 WABC.
WABC.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
More than 130,000 New York City employees have received the coronavirus vaccine. Mayor Bill de Blasio saying the city's focusing its efforts on vaccinating its workforce before they return to offices on May 3rd. De Blasio says the city is also planning for on-site vaccination efforts where employees work. It comes as New York City administers more than 4 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine.
That's a heck of a lot of doses.
Absolutely.
Dosi. An alarming plea from one of our nation's top doctors, the CDC's Dr. Rochelle Walensky, spoke candidly yesterday about the trajectory of America's COVID cases. And she actually decided, you know, look, I'm just going to go off script here. And it wasn't pretty.
I'm going to lose the script and I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom. We have so much to look forward to, so much promise and potential of where we are, and so much reason for hope. But right now, I'm scared.
Yeah, basically, she's saying that people are acting like we're totally out of the woods, and these are people who have not received their vaccines. Even more concerning, she says the U.S. is tracking similar to Europe, where just a few weeks ago, countries like Germany, Italy, France started experiencing another spike of cases. I mean, they were kind of where we were, and all of a sudden they started going up again. She says the key is getting vaccinated, adding that we're not powerless and we really need to recommit to following the strategies that we've been employing for a year, just a little longer.
Ocean County Police Department say the law still needs to be clarified in New Jersey when it comes to notifying parents that their children are smoking weed. Governor Phil Murphy adjusted the law Friday, but the Ocean County PBA launched an online petition in order to get New Jersey lawmakers to fix its language, saying revised legislation threatens officers' community-based approach. Brick Township Police Department is saying under the current law, officers could face consequences for approaching minors they believe are using weed based on odor. The petition is aiming for 1,500 signatures and as of now has just under 1,300.
Just a couple more little items for you on vaccines. The new data is coming out. The CDC has been studying the frontline health workers and how they've been reacting to their shots. And the research is great. It shows both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are 90% effective after the second shot. And just after the first shot, they're 80% effective. So that's great. Meantime, the Pfizer biotech partnership is about to end. The Pfizer company is based here in the United States, and they linked up with the biotech firm. It's a German firm. That firm is considered the brains behind the vaccine. Like, they're the ones that create the concept for the vaccine, and then Pfizer was sort of doing the grunt work, manufacturing, distributing, and so forth. The partnership was quite successful. They both made about $13 billion, split the profits, but according to Pfizer reps, they have now been trained very well by biotech, and they have decided that they can do this all on their own. They don't need to share the profits anymore, so they're ready to go it alone. Biotech says, thanks for the memories.
Well, this is a true story. Italian police say a mafia fugitive was caught after appearing in YouTube cooking videos. Mark Ferran Claude Biart went on the run in 2017 after being accused of cocaine trafficking for a mafia family in Italy. Authorities say Biart lived a quiet life in Boca Chica in the Dominican Republic until he started making cooking videos with his wife. Though he hid his face, the man was apparently identified by his distinct tattoos. Interpol escorted Biart back to Milan, where he was taken into custody.
They're always watching. Another chopper tragedy. It happened Saturday on Knik Glacier in Alaska. Five passengers, including three guests of a very, very fancy ski lodge in Alaska, were killed on their way to a heliskiing adventure. Apparently, the chopper slammed into a mountain. It was obviously, the visibility was lousy. The group included a man named Peter Kellner. If you've heard of him, he's really good friends with Roman Abramovich. He was going to buy the Chelsea Football Club. He is a billionaire financier and the Czech Republic's richest man. It's not clear exactly what the story was. They do know, again, that it fell into or crashed into a mountain. There was one survivor, a guy named David Horvath. He is 48 years old of the Czech Republic. He was taken to the hospital and is in serious but stable condition, according to the Alaska State Troopers. Wow. I mean, can you imagine?
Oh, no. That is wild. As a Europhile, Juliet, you will appreciate this story.
Ooh.
There's good news for art lovers longing for Paris. The is making its full collection available online for free.
That's right.
The database consists of more than 480,000 works of art, including such famed masterpieces as the Mona Lisa and Venus de Milo. The Louvre closed as the pandemic first started to spread across the globe last year, briefly reopening over the summer, only to shut down again in October to help slow the spread of the virus.
Yeah, and I told you yesterday that Google did this whole thing where they did all these sort of behind-the-scenes tours of the world's most famous museums. So you can basically look at these museums virtually. It's very cool. And really quick, there are a few things I will not do. Ride in a helicopter, skydive, or walk on one of those glass-bottom anythings. Like anything with a glass bottom, I will not do it. So you can bet I will not be visiting China's Zhejiang province anytime soon. It's home to the Ruyi Bridge, which is so terrifying that people don't believe it really exists. But Snopes confirmed, yes, it does. It opened last year, and shockingly to me, it became a tourist magnet. The structure is 140 meters high. It's essentially three undulating, intertwined bridges with a deck made of glass. It is horrifying.
Wow.
Horrifying. And you can see it on my Twitter at Juliet Huddy TV.
All right. 6:15, you can see and hear Sid Rosenberg through all forms of social media, including on the Bernie and Sid Show, beginning at 6:30. But here he is with the sports.
Thank you, Frank and Juliet. Thank you for that cool post this morning.
You're welcome.
Hollywood, I love that. God, I love that. Thank you for that. Two teams have punched their ticket to the Final Four. The two Final Four games come your way from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis on Saturday night. And then, of course, Monday night, 9 p.m., the NCAA Basketball National Championship game. On their way, Baylor, first time since 1950. They beat Arkansas last night, 81-72, and they'll take on Houston. Houston got past Oregon State, 67-61, so it's Baylor taking on Houston. The other matchup, we'll find out who will be tonight. Gonzaga, a 9-point favorite over USC. They remain undefeated. And Michigan is a 6.5-point favorite over UCLA. Those two games, again, come your way later on tonight. The Brooklyn Nets continue to just play unbelievable basketball. Beat Minnesota last night, 112-107. The Nets improved to 32-15. They pull a half game behind Philadelphia for the 2 spot inside the Eastern Conference. Another huge night for James Harden. Another triple-double, 38 points, 11 rebounds, and 13 assists. Here was the superstar Harden after the Brooklyn win.
Looking record-wise at the team we're playing and then, you know, not staying focused like we were playing and better record-wise team, you know, not fundamentally boxing out. Just small things, not communicating or consistently communicating. It's just small things that we can correct and we will correct.
Boy, those guys are really, really good. Knickerbocker is not as fortunate. They lose by double digits by 10, 98-88 to the revamped Miami Heat. Knicks fall to 24-23. They're the 5 spot in the East right now. Here's Knick coach Tom Thibodeau after the loss.
We knew it would be this type of game based on, you know, the two previous games we had against them. And so we're up 7, and we thought the first 5 minutes of the third were going to be critical, and they were.
Hockey last night, the Islanders suffered a tough 2-1 loss to the Penguins. Tonight, the Devils are in Boston for the Bruins, I should say. The Rangers at Madison Square Garden will host the Capitals. And finally, the New York Post reporting today, with opening day just 2 days away, the Yankees set to host Toronto in the Bronx at 1 o'clock on Thursday. The Mets in Washington, 7 p.m. ESPN for the Nationals. Mets shortstop Francisco Lindor had dinner with Met owner Steve Cohen on Saturday. They talked about a contract extension. Here's what the Mets are offering. 10 years, $325 million. Here's what Lindor wants. 12 years, $385 million. So right now, 2 years and $60 million in the way of a Francisco Lindor contract extension. You know, I went through a contract extension myself about a month ago.
Well, I mean,
numbers similar, but
I mean,
really,
it's all immaterial.
Dinner's on you.
It's all immaterial anyway, because as a Met fan, we know past his prologue, and that whether he signed for 10 years or 12 years as he's signing the contract, he will get hurt.
Something's going to happen.
Just as every other high-profile Met free agent
it's
has
terrible.
Done.
It's terrible.
And then once he recovers and goes to another team, he will again resume having a Hall of Fame career. Just ask Nolan Ryan or Lenny Dykstra.
Stay with us, because we want to talk to you about Jeremy what's coming Burnett. Up. I'm sorry to cut you off, but it's Traffic on the Sevens time with Lou Adams.
Still dealing with a crash on the BQE southbound around Roosevelt Avenue that takes out a couple of lanes, and still working on the accident southbound at Atlantic Avenue that is on the shoulder. Northbound is slow into Hamilton Avenue. Eastbound cross Bronx at Jerome Avenue, a stall still in the right lane. About a 10-minute delay now at the inbound upper deck of the George Washington Bridge. As a result, not too bad at the Lincoln Tunnel or the Holland. And this traffic report sponsored by Panera. Panera has five varieties of their new flatbread pizzas that are covered in the finest blend of cheeses. Whether you get the pepperoni, margarita, or chipotle chicken and bacon, you'll be getting cheesy, saucy goodness in every bite. Order online for delivery or pickup. Restrictions apply. With Traffic on the Sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
Apparently, Frank is going to do business on Oral Hershiser.
Well,
no,
after
okay,
a fashion.
Something else.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Frank's business is coming up momentarily.
I still got Met crazed.
Let me give you the weather really quick. It is 43 degrees right now in Manhattan. Going to get up to 60 today. Going to be a nice day. I'm going to go out with Tanya Ryman, the body language expert, for lunch today.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
You were talking about body language earlier on the other side of midnight. She'd be a great guest.
I enjoyed this segment when you were filling in for me.
She's fabulous. Good. I love her. 62 degrees tomorrow, but we're going to have rain. It's going to get heavy at times. 100%. Chance, so sad. Don't worry, Sid. You're going to be able to get out of here.
Are you
it's
sure?
Be okay. I promise you.
You swear?
I promise you.
I have
it's
a
7:10
a.m. flight.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah, it's going to be cloudy in the morning. Thursday, we're going to have morning rain, and then the temperature will dip down to 52 degrees.
Oh no, that's it. I'm leaving. I'm here tomorrow. I leave
Thursday. Okay. Well, morning rain. It's just going to be rain. It's not going to be a big deal. And then Friday, 42 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Saturday, it looks a little bit better, 57 and sunny. Sunday, 64 and partly.
83 and sunny. Where I'm going to be.
Whatevs. Are you down in Miami or
Miami? Collins Avenue.
Okay, and do you know where you're staying?
I am. I'm at the Sunny Isles.
Well, you
Regency
don't have to tell us.
To Trump.
Okay, that's weird.
They can come. All the cyclists can come. Come say hello.
All right, that's disturbing. Right. I mean, there are stalkers that go after men. You know.
Oh, I know.
Sid's hoping that's the case.
Yeah, he's like,
No, enough of that.
All right. So, what's happening on today's show?
Well, we have Bo Dietl today, as we do every Tuesday. I got to tell you. As I do my first little gig here, this guy's actually amazing. Here's a guy that was a cop in the city for a long time. Take a look at his IMDb. Honestly,
yeah, I know.
Goodfellas, The Irishman.
How did he get
Wolf
into all
Wall
that?
Wall Street. You know, he got close with Martin Scorsese.
Oh,
and
okay.
Juliet, as you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Mm-hmm.
But to his credit, I mean this honestly, he can act.
Yeah, he's good.
There was that one scene in The Irishman. It was him, Pacino, and De Niro, and he stole the scene.
Yeah, I'm actually really curious to see how you're going to do. I have a feeling you're going to be excellent.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Not just saying that.
Thank
no,
you.
You've got the thing. You know, you've got that
Thank you.
Charisma.
God, I love Juliet. I love Juliet.
I wish I had Juliet's confidence.
Yeah, I know. I say
no, I really no, don't you think, don't you guys think he's going to be great?
Yeah, he will be great.
He's betting against me.
No. That's how you know you'll be great, because
well,
if it's a bet I'm making, you're going to be fine.
Listen, if you've been living under a rock, Sid is going to be featured in Gravesend. He's shooting over the next month.
The next 5 days. And then we come back and shoot again another 6 scenes in Brooklyn in May. And we expect this thing to be released sometime in September. We'll have some really cool red carpet parties over the summer.
Great.
Jen Lombers is going to bring me on with Billy Bush to promote it on, it's not Extra. What do they call that?
Access Hollywood?
Yes.
Are you at liberty to say what your character's name is?
Yes, Dave Busco.
All right.
AKA Davey B.
I like
it. I'm a killer.
Hollywood.
I can see kill somebody.
I can
How
see
do
it.
You kill? You can't tell us. Like
yeah.
what,
no,
what
I can't
form
tell you.
Of
yeah. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I don't kill anybody in Miami. I beat somebody up in Miami. I kill somebody in Brooklyn.
Do you have to get an actual fight?
I don't think you're supposed to be giving away these.
Yeah,
you
get fired from this.
This isn't David Chase.
How did you get hooked up with this, by the way?
There's a guy named William DeMeo. He's the creator, writer, and director. He's the big star of the show. He plays Benny.
Great actor, too.
And turns out we've got a mutual buddy in Miami. His name is Larry. Larry calls me one day and goes, have you watched this show about Brooklyn? You're a Brooklyn guy. I go, never saw it. He goes, well, the star, William, wants to talk to you. So I must have blown off about 10 of his phone calls. Never saw the show, didn't care.
Oh, my God.
And eventually, I'm like, let me just take this guy's call.
And then he came in to talk about the show with me and Bernie. And then he texted me that day and said,
yes,
I want to put you on.
This. Yeah. I remember this. I remember this. Oh, my God.
Remember his brown sweatsuit, his brown Sergio Tacchini Brooklyn 1985 sweatsuit?
A fine actor. And he in a movie that did not have many highlights, he was one of the highlights of the film Gotti, where he played Sammy Gravano.
Right. John Travolta is his best friend in real life.
I mean, wow.
Travolta was down in Miami on the set the last 4 days. He went back to California. But him and John are really tight. John Travolta played Gotti in that movie. And I think the best Gotti movie ever was with Armand DeSante. He played Gotti. And William Forsythe played Sammy the Bull. Both of those guys are my bosses coming up in Gravesend.
Oh, that's incredible. That's cool. I'm so excited for you. And again, if they need a reporter.
Congressman Lee Zeldin is also going to stop by today. He may be the next governor of New York. We'll see. And we'll preview the Met and Yankee seasons with the great New York Post columnist Mike Vaccaro coming up
today.
Who
are you rooting for in the Curtis Fernando Mateo debate tomorrow night?
Well, I got to go with Curtis. I mean, Fernando, you know, you reach out to me. He goes to the same restaurant I go to on the Upper West Side, Café du Soleil, 104th and Broadway. Long story, owner said, come in, have dinner with us. And I said yes. And then I said no because I felt like I was cheating on Curtis. So I put Fernando on with me and Bernie, and he's a good candidate. But I'm friends with Curtis for a long time, so I'm going with Curtis.
Well, and if people have questions, they can go to WABCRadio.com. And
who's the better candidate?
Well, I mean, look, I'm biased towards Curtis, but I think Curtis is
you're biased
much
towards
better.
Curtis. You actually said a couple weeks ago he's incapable of telling the truth.
That makes him perfect for politics, doesn't it?
Jeez.
There's your
That's
answer.
Sad.
Thank you, Sid.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
The Bernie and Sid
Thank
show
you.
Coming up from 6:30 to 10.
We've got some funny stuff on our Instagrams today.
Yeah,
so you follow us.
Yeah, people should go to 77 WABC Early News, and you produced a whole Hollywood production on that mobile phone of yours this morning.
I'm doing all sorts of things on that mobile phone. I was never into Instagram, but now I am. I like it. It's more friendly than Facebook.
Yeah. Don't tell any of the Facebook and Twitter haters that we have because they'll migrate to Instagram.
Oh, God, really? Oh, no, I've already gotten a few. I just start blocking people. Right. You know, it's like I don't even want to deal with engaging anymore. There's no point. Yeah. It's just silly.
So 77 WABC OSM. Everybody, you get to see everybody. Not only Juliet and me, but Sid and Deb Valentine and everybody.
Yes.
Everybody except Lou Adams.
Except Lou Adams. We're going to get to him in just a second. But remember, there's been another hate attack in New York. It happened on this is crazy. West 43rd. So that's Hell's Kitchen. Broad daylight. I mean, literally at lunchtime, like noon. A guy punched a 65-year-old Asian woman. She was on the way to church. She falls to the ground. The suspect then starts kicking her, yelling anti-Asian statements at her. You could see the video. It's all over the place. Incidentally, there's a couple doormen nearby, literally 5 feet away, just standing there watching, and then they shut the door. Two guys!
Absolutely.
And they didn't look little.
Really,
What's
really
wrong with this world?
Amazing. All right, well, there are new details coming out on Governor Cuomo's VIP COVID testing scheme. New York Post reporting that a top state physician who was tasked with solving coronavirus testing issues at New York nursing homes made several hours-long visits to CNN host Chris Cuomo's Hamptons home to test him for the virus. Around the same time, Kenneth Cole, the fashion designer who's married to Governor Cuomo's sister, received preferential coronavirus testing at a state-run facility. Those stories were among a number of new details revealed by both the New York Post and the Washington Post.
I don't know. I kind of have to say I'm with Sid on this one. I mean, you become governor, you kind of you get perks. I don't know.
That's what Alan Hevesy thought when he had a state employee drive his wife around.
Oh, you know what I mean. Not those kind of perks. But, of course, the vaccines were not readily available, and people who could have probably used them didn't get them. Anyway, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Here's traffic on the 7s with Lou Adams.